It's draft day here in the Mile High City. No, not the NFL draft or the NBA draft. It's the second day of the WWE draft, but I'm here with a guy who was drafted on day one. Denver's own Bobby Lashley in the house. Going to be at the Pepsi Center tonight.
Yes,
Bobby,
sir.
Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's it feel to be back in Denver?
It's good. It feels good to be back in Denver. I mean, anytime we get an opportunity to fight in our hometown, it's always good. I mean, I'm bringing my whole family, friends, everybody's coming to check out the show, so I'm excited.
So I was watching Friday night on Fox and SmackDown. You got drafted to Raw. Were you happy to get drafted to Raw?
I think so. I mean, I've been with Raw for the last year and a half, so let's just keep it going. The champ's over there, the title that I want's over there, so that's where I need to be.
It'll be on USA Network. It'll be live tonight at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30. Limited tickets are still available at PepsiCenter.com. This is the second day of the draft. What can we expect tonight for the fans here in Denver to buy a ticket and head down to see the draft?
I think it's going to be exciting tonight. There's a lot going on. The first night of the draft was crazy. I mean, we started the show with Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. I mean, that's a huge matchup. Brock was there. Everybody's just trying to figure out where they're going and where their placement is and where the new matchups are going to be. And I think that's what the fans want to see. They want to see, if I'm on this show, is Brock going to be on this show? Is Seth going to be on the show? Like, everybody wants to see the new matchups that are coming. So I think tonight's going to be chaos. It's going to be madness. You have Paul Heyman running the show. It's going to be crazy.
You mentioned leading the show. I can't let you off the hook and not talk about what last week's Raw led with. You and Lana.
Yes.
Talk to me. What's happening?
Yes. It's my time. It's my time. You know, I came back and everybody knows what I can do. I mean, just coming on the show, I can go over there and just fight and beat up everybody on the roster. So I think right now we're just trying to show some different things. They want to get to know Bobby a little bit more. And with me and Lana, there's a lot of sparks that have been flying. And I think it's a really cool thing that we're doing right now. And we're just going to see where it goes.
You got to watch out for that Rusev, though. Now he's going to be coming for you, Bobby.
Rusev, I see this over and over again. This is like if somebody came and took your girlfriend and you turned around and you saw me and you couldn't do anything about it. That's kind of what this thing is. And I think Rusev's going to get really mad and really upset and want to come after me, but there's really nothing he can do. So I'm kind of interested to see how he responds to what we've been doing to him.
Bobby Lashley joining us here on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Raw tonight. It's draft night at the Pepsi Center. So tell me a little bit about your journey. How did you wind up, here from Denver and eventually wind up? I know you had MMA mixed in there and wind up in sports entertainment. How'd that happen?
Man, I guess I got to tell the long short story again. I mean, I originally came down in Colorado Springs. I was in Colorado Springs at the Olympic Training Center. I wrestled forever. So I won nationals a few times in college, went to the Army team, the world-class athlete program, wrestled for the Army team. And then from there, I actually got called up from the WWE from wrestling at the Olympic Training Center. Kurt Angle was down there. He was doing a vignette for the WWE at the Olympic Training Center. He saw me, said I had a good look. We exchanged numbers. And then one thing led to another. Doors opened up, and I came in. And it's been great ever since.
It's such a wild journey. I mean, I can remember you shaving Vince McMahon's head, and you were in a match with the president now.
Now
here you are all these years later. Could you believe this would have happened?
Man, I tell you what, I have so many people hit me up on Twitter, on Instagram. I actually just posted a picture not too long ago about me and the Donald holding hands and raising hands up after winning that match. It was crazy. I mean, when he came in, that was my second year on TV, and I'm representing Donald Trump in this main event match at WrestleMania. The match was crazy. Stone Cold Steve Austin was the referee. Did I think he was going to be the president? I do know that everybody loved him at the time. Everyone loved him, and I mean, I think we did like 89,000 people at Ford Field, and it was like one of the highest rated WrestleManias in history, and a lot of it came because of him. So, I mean, it was all over a great event.
And now here you are back, and you're on Raw again, draft tonight at the Pepsi Center. Limited tickets available at PepsiCenter.com. Doors open at 4, 5:30 show starts. It'll be on USA Network at 6 o'clock. A guy you mentioned earlier, Paul Heyman, now running the show for Raw. What does that mean?
Yes. For the people that know Paul Heyman, they understand it. Paul Heyman, he's a mastermind when it comes to putting stuff together. And I'm not saying that we didn't have that before. It's just a whole nother way of running things. When I first started out wrestling in my developmental program, I was under Paul Heyman, and the things that he was putting together, it was crazy. It was kind of one of those shows where you watch it from the beginning to the end, even the angles that you were not a part of. And I think that's what he's doing right now. There's so many things going on with myself and Lana. I mean, Bray Wyatt came back as a Fiend. I mean, Brock's in there doing what he's doing. I mean, so many moving parts. That's why, for me, I just want to get to the show to find out what's going on. I want to see how I fit in the puzzle. You know, of course, Rusev's going to be after me, but there's a lot of matchups that I'm kind of looking after also. So, I mean, all the way across the board, I think it's going to be an awesome show.
Bobby, I know here in radio, it can be hard to come up with content sometimes every day, all year round. I can't imagine putting together TV show every week. How much work goes into this?
Man, I think it's one of those things that when TV's done on Monday night, I think they're working from Tuesday morning all the way until Sunday night just to figure out what to do next. And then with anything else, you know what? Something may happen on the show that it's like, all right, we have a plan 6 months down the road, you and so-and-so wrestling. But the next day, the crowd reaction could be something different, or we might not have got what we want out of it, or there was something else that kind of looked a little more interesting than what we were doing. So, man, it's so many different things. It's a live show. That's why whenever somebody says or asks about wrestling, I'm like, man, we do everything live. We go out there and things change at the drop of a dime. So you never know what to expect. That's why I'm like, man, you got to come see a show live, because what we expect to happen and what actually happens is two different things.
Yeah, and talk about that live experience for the people here at Denver. The lights, the pyro, the music, just everything.
It's a show, man. It's an incredible show. I started wrestling back in, I don't want to put my age out here, but I before my first run, I was in 2004. And from then until now, it's a completely different show. The pyros, the show, the backstage angles, the pre-tapes, everything that we do as a part of the show, it's amazing, man. And it's just getting better and better. We're worldwide. We're traveling all around the world. I just came back about a year and a half ago, and I think I've been to probably about 20 to 30 countries already. So that just shows how huge wrestling is and how global we are, and how many people are just a part of it, want to be a part of it, and just watch it. And I mean, tonight, coming back to Denver, I think we've done the biggest show that we've done in several years. So the house is already, that's why, like you said, limited tickets right now. It's going to be a huge event.
Bobby, before I let you go, I like to ask any superstar I ever talked to, give me a story or something behind the scenes of your boss, Vince McMahon. This guy is amazing to me, how long he's doing it, and he's still there. Do you have any anecdotes, any stories you can tell us about working with Vince?
Man, I'll give you a shortened version of a story. So of course, I wrestled WrestleMania, and I shaved his head. After that happened, Donald Trump left, but I was still there. So I just shaved my boss's head, which is a great moment on a Sunday. But on Monday, I had to deal with, I'm back at work with my boss. So I had a feud with Vince for probably about 6 months. I fought him, his son, Umaga, and whoever else he would throw at it. And I can tell you this, Vince McMahon understands that business more than anyone else. Because when I had a feud with him, it was like they were beating me up, belittling me, just for months. And I knew at the end, he was like, you're going to get it all back. And I'm telling you, that moment when I grabbed that chair and Vince fell down on the ground and it was my time to get it all back, I hit him with the chair probably about 7 or 8 times. I mean, I think he was 60 years old at that time. It shows how tough he is. But I hit him with the chair about 6 or 7 times. And the crowd went crazy because he knew how to tell a story. And that's the biggest thing that Vince is. He is he gets the business like no one else. I mean, we have a lot of competition, but nobody understands the business like the people that we have in charge.
Bobby Lashley from Raw tonight at the Pepsi Center. Limited tickets at PepsiCenter.com. It's the draft. We'll see where the rest of the roster shakes out. Bobby, great to have you home here in Denver.
It's good to be home.
All right, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, man.